Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to sponsored skateboarder Eunice. My favorite part of her interview was talking about skateboard mansplaining. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, sponsored skateboarder Eunice.
Thank you. Wow, that was an awesome intro.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Like I said, I don't get a lot of skateboarders, but I love having skaters. I love interviewing skaters. And you're probably, we've had just a handful. But you mentioned I discovered you through Brianna.
Oh, cool!
And are you're friends with her, right?
Yeah, that's the homie.
And then how did y'all link up?
How did we link up? Through mutual friends and just like skating around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the first time that we met, but.
And then I want to get into your whole trajectory.
Oh, okay.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from LA.
You're from LA.
I am. I was born in Torrance.
That's what's up. What high school? Like, what school?
I went to Peninsula High.
Peninsula High? Okay. Yeah, and then what are some neighboring high schools that were around you?
Like San Pedro High School.
San Pedro. What else?
PV.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Super close to Torrance.
Torrance. Yeah. A lot of Asians in Torrance, yeah, yeah. Right? A lot of Asians. Uh-huh. Is that near going towards Rosemead or West Covina?
No, it's more south, like towards Long Beach.
Oh, that's what's up.
They call it the South Bay.
The South. Oh, so you're like, so more Gardena.
Yeah, like past Gardena.
Now, how did you first discover skateboarding?
I think through watching Jackass. And like, like Steve-O and Bam Margera.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
I always thought it was like so like crazy and like fun looking.
Bam was actually really good at skating, huh?
Yeah, he was the GOAT back
then. Yeah. And then I'm sure you know, there's a lot of controversy right now because, you know, they're in the middle of doing the new Jackass movie, and I guess they're not including him. Have you heard of that?
Oh, I did hear about that. But
yeah. But I'm a fan. But the thing is, Steve-O skates for real too.
Yeah,
like
they're real skaters.
Yeah, they're real skaters. I don't know, is there whole cast skaters?
I don't think so.
But most of them.
Yeah, like Wee Man. He was a really good skater.
He's been here. That's the other one I forgot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've had some really had some heavy hitters on the podcast.
You know, so that's why, you know, you're a great fit.
No, thanks for having me.
So you discovered it through Jackass, and then what made you want to get your first board and like try it out yourself?
Oh, you know, that movie Lords of Dogtown?
Oh, the documentary.
Like, I know it like kind of sounds corny, but like I saw another Asian woman skating in the Dogtown movie, like playing as Peggy Oki.
Yeah.
And so that was like, I just thought it was like so fucking sick.
And she was skating a pool, huh?
She was skating a pool.
Like vert and stuff.
Yeah. And like,
well, she was Japanese, right? Or something?
She's
or?
Korean, oh, she, too.
No way.
Yeah, Stephanie Lim.
Stephanie Lim.
Yeah. Stephanie Crazy Lim. Story. I ended
Are
up
you sure
being
she was Korean?
Co-workers with her.
Wait, come again?
Yeah, I ended up meeting, like, we crossed paths. Like, it was destiny. That we met.
No, for real?
For real.
How did that happen?
She like grew up in Venice, like skateboarding with her brother. Ooh. She got casted in the movie. She like said it was like super whack. Like,
wow. But, yeah. So then you met her just on the fly?
Met her on the fly, yeah.
And then you walk up to her?
Yeah, and like I cried. I was like so... You changed my life. Like,
what was it? Where was it? Like in a coffee shop
it was,
or something?
No, like at work.
What, at work? Like, so you were at work?
Yeah. Like, she was, I think I was like doing reception at like this office space.
Yeah. And she just happened to walk in?
Yeah. She was like some other job for the company.
Oh,
and then,
my
like,
goodness.
Yeah.
And
crazy story.
Was she cool?
Super cool.
And then so, like, so you met her. That was, like, meeting one of your idols?
It was, yeah.
And then did that give you, like, the courage or, like, just, like, you wanted to just say, I want to start skating, too?
This was, like, years. This was recent when I met her. Maybe, like, a few years ago. Oh, so I had,
but you,
I had
you,
been skating.
You have been. Yeah, because I see it. You're like kickflip. You're like you're doing tricks. You're like you're doing your thing. So when did you? I guess the better question is when did you first start skating?
I first started skating when I was 13. It was 13. The summer between middle school and high school.
And then did you just go to the local skate shop?
Like it was all like neighborhood kid stuff.
Yeah, but like launch ramps and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah, in the driveway.
Like, yeah, yeah, just like your typical like your like the movie story.
Yeah,
like the neighborhood, like someone has a ramp or something like that.
Exactly. Like we all had like you know growing up in California, like everyone had bikes. We all had scooters.
BMX.
And, like, yeah. Like skateboards was like oh yeah you know.
Yeah, and then I'm just letting you know, like, because back in the 90s, like, I know that there's a whole bunch of female skaters now.
Yeah.
But back then, it was like, skaters were even way, 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 way less.
Wait, so, like, how do you know so much about skateboarding? Like, you grew up in Arizona skating?
No, I grew up in Poway, and the way I got into it is... I know I don't like bringing up Tom DeLonge, but he's a part of the story, kind of. You know, Tom DeLonge from Blink 182, the rock group. Him and a couple other kids used to skate near the Poway camp, the swimming pool. And they met an older kid named Dan Rogers. And Dan, he was pro for, I forgot what company, but I was like tripping out because I'm like, oh, like. He was like pro, and he hung out with all these high school kids, and that's how I kind of got like, kind of into it. Like, I think I like even me and my brother, we went to like a you know like back then there was like surf shops, but then there's a little skateboarding section too, or it'd be like a bike like bicycles, but then they'd have a little skate section with like maybe 10 boards.
Uh-huh.
But that's how I got into it, and then there was a local spot called Webb Park, and then where Willie Santos used to skate.
Oh, cool.
And then he was, like, the king back – like, he was the man back then. But it was kind of like an urban legend, like, oh, you know, he was just here the other day, you know. And I'm like, really? And then I found out he was from Mira Mesa, and he was already, I guess, kind of pro or something. You know, he was, like, really – like, he was probably the best back then. And then, so I didn't really fully get into it. But then you mentioned Arizona. I didn't really get into it until I went to ASU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I met, like, a whole bunch of other people there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but going back to your story, so you got into it, and then did you watch videos? Like, did you watch video? Like, what do you remember some of the videos you watched growing up? Skate videos?
My first skate video was Ice Cream Skate Team.
It's
like
later.
Super random.
Oh, and wow.
Because like, I think I just liked how the cover of the video looked. And wow. And it's like Terry Kennedy in Tokyo, like going crazy.
Yeah, and that like, guy. You heard what's going on with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a tragic case of... Yeah. That's a crazy story, right?
Super like, crazy.
So
yeah.
Do you, if you wanted to maybe bring that... I mean... something happened where he's about to get charged with like some kid. He got in a fight or something, or was some kid at a hotel or in the parking lot?
I think so.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
It's tragic. It's tragic.
Yeah,
but dude, like even Baker, like I mean, I'm sure you watch all those videos as well.
Oh yeah, like Baker 2G, Baker 3,
and then did you look up to Alyssa Steamer?
Oh yeah, that's Alyssa Steamer. I loved Lizzie Armanto, Nora Vasconcelos, Vanessa Torres, Leo Baker now.
Oh, it was used to be Lacey.
Lacey Baker before.
Okay,
but now
okay.
They go by Leo.
Yeah, okay. But. So, okay, no, okay. That happened. I was kind of tripping. I saw her randomly at the North Hollywood Park.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, recently? This was years ago.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was like, I was really impressed because she was like... doing like no slide shoves, and I'm like, oh, dude, she's like really good. So, are you? Is that your home? Like, you skate with her as well?
No, I think they go. I think they go by they or he.
Oh, they. Know? Sorry. I don't want to make use the right pronouns.
Oh, but yeah.
Do you still skate with they?
No, I've only met them like once at the skate park, but I wouldn't consider myself. I'm more of a fan than like.
Right. And then, do you remember so? When did you start like learning all the tricks and stuff?
I guess more recently, like in the past like 5 or 6 years, because like I stopped for a while because like there just wasn't any other girls skating.
Oh.
And so I didn't like have a real crew growing up. Like after I, you know, kind of went through high school and college, like.
What college you go to?
Neighborhood. I went to like a trade school, the Art Institute.
Okay.
And I studied. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like kind of like art school. But yeah, after Instagram like really started popping off, that's when I started seeing a bunch of other girls skating and like getting super hyped on that. And
yeah, did you network, like you DM them and stuff?
Oh yeah, and like most of my friends I've met through Instagram, and like it's so good for travel. Like anytime you go to a new city or something, you can like
just hit people up.
Yeah, and it's like instant homies.
Oh so wow! Like, and then that's how you met Brianna. Like,
I think so. Like, when I first, like, I definitely knew of her before meeting her, but she was, like, in New York and, like, skating a bunch over there. But she's from L.A.
Right. And her energy is so positive. Shout out to Brianna Kent. Yeah, her energy is, like, so positive.
Yeah.
And then, like, so
Brianna's
what?
The best.
She's the best. Like, she's really positive. I love her.
Does so much, like, to give back to the community.
For the community?
Like, yeah.
Like as far as like fundraisers or whatnot?
Mm-hmm. And like organizing the girl skate meetups and like.
What is that all about? The skate meetups. What is that?
Oh, yeah. It's like a beginner friendly meetup where like if you're a girl or a woman especially like and you just want to get into skating, like you can go to one of the meetups and it's like a safe space for anyone to come and like learn how to skate.
So it's kind of like a. It's like a workshop thing,
yeah.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
So they feel more inclusive, like comfortable, like because I'm sure that just throughout, you know, because skateboarding has had like this, you know, different like ideas towards it, like it's rebellious or like gnarly, but like in that context, they feel comfortable, you know, because you mentioned like you'd feel comfortable skating with other females as well.
Yeah.
What is it about that? Is it because, like, maybe certain skaters are, like, judgmental or something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that's just the... Skaters are just, like, the biggest haters.
Go ahead. You can be 100 about it.
Yeah. And it's, like, it can be intimidating, especially for someone that, like, just wants to learn or, like...
Yeah, that's
isn't
interesting.
Isn't so, like, fucking skater die about it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be, like...
I felt you know? Really because I do it for just because I look at it as an art form and it's fun to do. It's like doing the yo-yo or, you know, it's like an activity.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like no different than drawing or painting. But I noticed that even when I, you know what Jay Kwan is?
Yeah.
So I went there a few Sundays.
Oh, you
and
did?
And I felt really...
That's pretty brave.
I felt really self-conscious.
Yeah.
Because... I saw like pros there, so I was in my mind, I was in my head about it, and I was like, because I went by myself. And I remember, I was so in my mind, and like because there, it's displayed, and like the who's who or
super vibey,
And so I was in my mind, and I couldn't even because I you know I loved like doing pop shove-its, and I remember like because I could do that like quite easily, but I remember when I try to pop it, I did the splits.
Oh no!
So
it's classic.
What time's that? But anyway, so I did it, and then I almost ripped my pants.
Oh no.
So I went, you know, it's such an easy trick, but I like, you know, and then I could tell like the reaction, like, you know how skaters are.
Yeah.
Ooh, dog. Ooh, you know?
Yeah.
So my mind starts swirling.
Oh, no. You start
spiraling. No. I felt like, it's kind of like equivalent to you know, the kid in the lunchroom sleeping on a banana peel.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like that. So going back to what you said, I feel that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Because what is it about, you know, because it's kind of like skaters are like the opposite of jocks.
Yeah.
But then within skating, it is jockish, kind of.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. Right. Is that,
no, you're
is
so,
that far-fetched?
So right. No, you hit it right on the...
Right on the bullseye.
The hammer or yeah. the nail.
Can I also bring this up? And
yeah.
you don't have to agree, but they can be judgmental about like what kind of tricks you're doing too.
Oh, right? For, I mean, yeah, like trick selection and like... Yeah. There's a lot of... Okay, I mean like... Because I'm like, I'm on both sides.
Yeah, go ahead. On both sides on what? Like as far as...
I mean, just like being opinionated about certain things. Like,
Give me an example.
I don't, okay, well,
like name
certain...
a trick or something, like, name me, like, a trick that's frowned upon opposed to something that's acceptable.
So, like, a taboo trick is front 50-50, nollie big spin out. Like,
front
it's 50-50,
considered... nollie big spin out?
Yeah, that's considered, like, corny or, like, distasteful.
Why? That's, I didn't think you would say that. Oh. You know what I was thinking you were gonna say?
Oh.
Like a varial kickflip.
Oh, no, varial, those are back now.
What?
Yeah, varials, because they're so, rare, yeah.
No, those are
back? If you can do a sick varial flip, that's,
Really?
Yeah.
Because back then, I'm thinking, years back, people, if you did that at a skate park, they'd be like, it was considered, a kid's trick. But what you said is random. You said a front 50 nollie big spin. Is like boo.
It is, yeah. There's
why
like,
though?
I don't. The memes, man. The meme pages, they run the internet.
What about front side 5-0, like shove it out or something?
Oh, that's cool.
But why is that cool? And the other,
I guess like there's also like fat kid tricks.
We might have to edit that out. Yeah, it's okay. We won't. Wait, that's the first time I heard that. What did you say?
Really?
Fat?
I didn't coin that. That was...
So, fat kid tricks?
Yeah. And that's fakey big spins. It's
what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the fakey big spin?
Nothing. I love those, but it's a
lot. Wait, backside or front side? What's considered the I guess, the fat kid version of that?
A fakey big spin.
Like a fakey big spin.
The backside.
The backside. But what if you do front side? The front side shove it way backwards.
I think that's acceptable.
See, I know that you just confused. So the backside way is the whatever you say.
It's too easy, I guess.
Or... Wow, this is interesting. So can you give a couple more examples? This is interesting. Fakey big spin. Wow.
Big spin. What's another one?
What trick, let's say if you were to go to a local skate park and you were to do it and then people would just look away and frown like, dude, that's whack.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure you have other examples.
I know no complies and wallies were kind of hated on for a while because those were trendy tricks.
They're coming back.
Yeah,
too?
And I think they're cool. I don't know.
So that's kind of weird because. So are you saying that as far as generationally, as the years go by, certain tricks maybe back 10 years ago that used to be frowned upon are back in?
I guess so, yeah.
So who votes on that?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
What? No, because I always wondered, how that... Do pros decide, that's whack, that's cool, that's whack, that's cool?
I don't know. I think it's, Slap message board or something.
So do you go on that?
No.
Okay, so...
I stay as far away from there.
Describe to the viewers and listeners who aren't familiar with that. What is that?
Message board is, the underbelly of the internet where they, it's like a big forum where they go and talk shit about everybody.
But so it'd be equivalent to a Reddit page.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people go there and it could be random topics like what we're talking about, what tricks are awesome, what tricks suck, right? But is there, okay, do people frown upon fakey tricks opposed to nollie tricks?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I respect both, yeah.
Okay. So can I? I'm just gonna. I want to do this exercise. I'm just gonna throw a couple.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw because I'm a little old school, right? And then if it's cool, you go like this.
Uh-huh.
And if it's You do that. Okay. Okay. Okay, just a regular nollie shove it.
Nollie shove? Yeah.
Okay, I'm just getting started. Okay. fakey varial heel flip. Fakey varial heel.
Mm. Yeah, most definitely.
Really?
Yeah. Hillary does those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's the queen.
She was on here too.
Hillary, that's the homie. Yeah.
Oh, dude, she was cool. Yeah, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Just a regular big spin.
Big spin?
Like 360 shove it. 360 shove it. No, not a big spin. 360 shove it.
I think that's a thumbs up.
Really? Because I thought you would say, if you're going to go that far, might as well do a tray flip.
Oh, or an impossible. Or
okay, you brought that up. A regular impossible.
Oh, those will never not be cool, I don't think.
I got a trick one. I got one for you.
Yeah.
Pressure flips.
Oh, yeah. I think you go to jail for that trick.
So
yeah, that's like a thumbs down.
Okay, so
straight to jail.
Straight to jail?
Yeah, for pressure flips.
But I thought, aren't those coming back as well?
I don't know.
You don't know. So when you're with your homegirls skating, like let's say you're at the Venice Park or wherever, like do you notice that your peer group, do they judge you on what, well, you could do whatever and it's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing you could do to be like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, pretty much, because we're like...
Having fun.
Having fun, yeah. We're normal people.
Yeah, but so I'm gonna try to play devil's advocate. What if someone's having fun doing pressure flips?
Mm. Power to them.
But.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm super just like, do you, man. As long as you're not hurting anyone.
Oh, I want to play devil's advocate again, though. Okay, let's say, because I'm a fan of Nature Wood. You know, he's the king of pressure flips. Okay. Mm. From San Diego, I think. He can't use his front foot to flick.
Mm.
Heel flip or kick flip. So he still wants to flip his board, and the pressure flips all on your back foot.
Mm,
it's the pressure. What if that's your situation? And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all he could do because his front foot's not working.
Oh, then double thumbs
up. Double thumbs up. But really, if you're able to use your front foot to flick, then don't do pressure flips.
I'm not here to tell you
what. I know, but
maybe
this is fun.
Maybe next year. Pressure flips will be like fucking sick.
Will be sick. But okay, my question is, but who decides that?
I don't know. I wish. I guess it's like the internet or the skate meme pages, or maybe.
No. I just want to. I don't like. I'm trying to make it a point where I don't interrupt my. Like, I want you to. Yeah.
Oh, there's a YouTuber, Gifted Hater. That I really love.
Okay,
he's got a lot of cool opinions.
His name's Gifted Hater?
Mm-hmm. Gifted Hater and Feedback TS.
And why are these reputable? Like, why them as YouTubers? Because I'm sure there's a lot of skateboarding YouTubers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just, like, agree with their opinions. And, like, they're very...
keep going.
It's all about
aesthetic.
No, I mean, like, it's hard for me to explain because I've never, like, put these thoughts into words before.
But this is good exercise for you.
Yeah, good exercise. It's all about, like, preserving the integrity of skateboarding. Not to, like, gatekeep it, but just to make sure it doesn't, like,
get whack.
Or, like, and so I feel like these people are good voices and representations for
that's so interesting because you know what, let's kind of relate it to art. Okay. Yeah, these are just my notes.
Oh.
I take notes.
Okay.
Let's relate it to art, okay? Cuz it's subjective, right?
Wouldn't
you say, and wouldn't you say the same thing could go for skateboarding and like the trick selection? It's subjective.
Yeah, I think I lean skateboarding is more of an expression than a sport.
Than a sport.
Like that's my.
Okay, then I'm going to give you another question. Yeah. What are your thoughts on skateboarding becoming part of the Olympics?
Oh, thumbs up for sure. Not my lane. But if it, like, provides someone else a bunch of opportunities, that's awesome. Like, if my friend was in the Olympics, I'd be super hyped for them, you know?
Mm-hmm. So do you like it because of the exposure it gives to the activity of skateboarding?
Yeah, and, like, so my parents live in Korea.
Okay, this can be a shout out.
Oh, shout out Stephanie and Moni.
Yeah, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
감사합니다. Thanks. What do they think about your skateboarding?
I mean, they're cool with it now. Growing up, it was like not very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they were not like, I'd come home with like my arms just like bruised covered up in bruises and like scabs and stuff. And my dad would be like,
이거 뭐야, 이거.
Yeah, he'd be like, you need to stop. Like,
yeah, 이거 뭐야, you know, what are you doing?
Exactly, yeah.
My dad passed away a few years ago, but I remember when I would go to this, just the local Arizona, because my parents live in Gilbert, or my mom does now. I would have to, when I came back, I would have to like either keep the board in the car or hide it from my dad.
Oh my
God. Because, you know, because of a cultural thing.
That's next level, yeah.
No, but you, I'm telling you because you're Korean.
Yeah.
But my dad used to like think that thing was like for losers. Like, oh, 이거 뭐야, 이거?
No.
병신이야?
Yeah.
You know,
oh
like,
no.
Are you an idiot?
Yeah.
And so I would have to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he would, like, look down on that.
No, I totally.
So back me up. Well, like, Koreans could be judgmental, huh? The parent, like, different generation.
For sure. Yeah. Like, yeah, my parents are, like, from Korea.
From Seoul?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mine too. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're very, like, pretty traditional. And I'd say, and, like.
How do you define that? Like,
just like I grew up like super reserved and like very Christian.
Hello.
My parents didn't like Halloween because it was like devil shit, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, skateboarding is like not. Yeah, it
they
is,
look
like,
down on it.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
The Koreans are. I, you know, I don't want to generalize, but would you say Koreans' number one focus is study?
Mm-hmm.
이거 공부 잘해.
I went to Hagwon.
What's Hagwon? Describe what that is to
them. It's like after school tutoring.
And then add
SAT class prep.
Let's add to this.
All up in there.
This is after you just spent hours at school, and then this is added to that.
Oh, yeah. I just thought that was regular. Like,
but I'm letting you
don't go to
school. Not all these kids do that. Yeah, not all kids.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like us, but Chelsea, you just went to school, right? You didn't do that extra 4 hours after, right? See?
Damn.
Grew up different.
Crazy.
Let's get back on your skateboarding trajectory. Yeah. I like this. What were some of the first tricks you learned?
Oh, like the very, very first trick I learned was, you know, when you put the board upside down, flat on top of your feet.
When you did the flip up?
Yeah, and you like jump up to it. Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah.
that was my
hell
shit.
Yeah, yeah. So you just flipped it up.
Yeah, and then just like jump right on it.
I think that's so crazy. I think that's a lot of people's experience.
Yeah.
Or like a boneless.
Mm.
Like jumping on the board.
Oh yeah, bonelesses were always like really hard for me. But
are they? I'm going back to. Are they?
Oh, boneless.
Yeah. Let's go back to the. Wait, hold on. Think about it. So are bonelesses?
I'm going to give it
this.
This is just my personal.
Think about it.
Unless it's most of the times it's a.
Show the camera.
It's a thumbs down for most. But if you do it
why?
Like
why?
I don't know. It's just
what
like,
if you do the one? What if you do the one?
Just like a boneless.
No. There's one. No, there's one. I saw in a video once. There's one. You know, boneless, you just grab it and then jump on the board.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I saw one guy do. I don't know where I saw it. He grabbed it like inverted and he did like a magic finger twirl.
Oh yeah.
Where it wait, hold up. It wrapped around his hand and then he jumped on it.
Uh-huh.
What if you do it like that?
That's a double no for me. That's nah.
Why?
I don't know, it just looks too like.
But you know what I'm talking
this
about.
It's just
like,
so extra. Like
what dude. It's like like he's doing a samurai sword trick.
Yeah.
Or like, hey. But
I mean,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I would never like go up to that guy and be like, yo, that shit's whack. Like,
okay, let me ask you this and be real about it.
Yeah.
If you, okay, let's say you're at Stoner Skate Park and it's like at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of people there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just maybe you and two of your homies.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see in the corner, near that corner, you see like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that. That's all he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like taking the board and doing like a samurai sword thing. That's just.
I'm gonna go up to him and say, son, you better
But would you? How do you tell the kid something without hurting his feelings? Mm.
No. Maybe. I'm just hating because I can't do it.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's probably the root of it. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's an interesting thing you said, because do you think that can relate to, like, skaters judging something because they can't do it? Like, probably. A certain trick, like a laser flip. Like, not everyone could do that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that
like
was
a laser
like,
flip.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun's the master at those.
Bro. Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the master. Deshaun Jordan?
Yeah.
He's so good at those.
He's the king of laser flips?
In my opinion, he's really, yeah, he cool. he just cranks that. He could do it down anything.
It's pretty rare, yeah.
So describe what is a laser, tell the viewers and listeners.
A laser flip is a 360 front side,
shove it,
kick it. Flip, heel flip.
Heel flip. So it's a front side 360 shove it with a heel flip.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what confuses me? You know, I could vario heel, but what confuses me about that trick is how do they generate the power to, you know what I'm saying? Because that's like a reverse, like...
Tray flip.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot again.
Yeah.
Laser flips, yay or nay? Think about it.
I'm going to say medium.
No. There's no medium. Yeah,
medium?
Yeah. It's either this or that.
Okay, I'll give it a thumbs up. I respect laser flips.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me the worst possible thing you could do at a, like, if you do this, you're like, everyone in the park will go, dude, you gotta bounce. You're not allowed here. Go ahead.
Like trick wise?
Yeah.
Or
no,
like...
no, not just trick wise, but like something it could be a trick or something, a conduct. Either trick or conduct. Think about it. It could be something that they do as well.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I'm trying to think of a time when that actually has happened. Like someone getting chased out.
Yeah, okay. Let's do this as a collective kind of brain exercise.
Yeah.
If a kid goes in there and he doesn't have the best setup.
Yeah.
But then he like takes someone's board and starts running.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's stuff like that mm-hmm, has happened, mm-hmm. I'm sure, across the globe.
Yeah, stealing isn't cool. being, like, creepy.
Like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean?
How
are you creepy at a skate park?
Oh, just, like, staring or, like...
Staring at you specifically?
Yeah, or, like, just talking a bunch or, like, being, you know, usually when you go to the skate park, you're trying to work on something.
Give me an example of that, though, so I could better understand, like, something that's happened to you.
One time at the skate park.
Go ahead.
I was skating, and, like, I was playing skate with my friend. We were going back and forth, and then I messed up on a trick. I, like, was falling backwards, and this guy, like, I bumped into a guy, but he, like, grabbed me.
Ooh.
And then he, like, held me for a second, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
It was
no.
So weird.
No.
And then
can I give
like,
a message to that guy? Sure. Dude, you're out of pocket for that, dude. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? That's harassment. That's, like, harassment. That's, what's the technical term as far as him breaking that? That's,
I don't know, man. What? Yeah, it's just like
no. What's that? That's he's what's the technical term when you do groping? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like assault or like.
Well, he
sexual,
grabbed
but...
you from behind.
Yeah. Well, I guess I like I kind of bumped into him and like fell. But...
And then he grabbed you.
Yeah.
From the front or behind?
From behind.
And you said he
I
wouldn't let go.
Yeah, he like held me for like just a. 2 seconds. Ooh. Too long. And then
so how did you handle that?
I don't know. I think I was just like weirded out.
Yeah,
definitely.
I definitely
like jerked away.
I would have because I used to wrestle.
Yeah.
If I were you,
cool.
I would peel his hands and then turn to face him.
Oh.
I'd be like, hey dude, like.
And then
like,
you take him down?
No, I wouldn't take him down.
And
no. Because that would be a fight. That would be a fight.
Yeah.
So when you kind of realize what was happening, do you say anything to this man?
No, I'm just like, I don't know, what can you say?
How old was this kid? Like, was he a skater? Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was a skater.
Mm-hmm. Huh. He was a skater, tall, I don't know.
Okay.
Age-wise, maybe 20s or something.
Right. He was just a skater kid. Like, yeah. Just a skater there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you another scenario of something that might happen at a skate park. Yeah. Okay, let's say it's all skaters there, 90%, 95% skaters, but then you see the one guy on his BMX bike.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got the metal pegs, you know, like by the wheels. Yeah. And, he's drinking a Gatorade, scoping out the scene. Yeah. And then he just pretends that none of y'all are there.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes the whole public skate park his park.
Yeah.
Out of the way! And then he starts grinding,
Yeah.
Well, how do you handle that?
Those guys are literally the worst. Because... because you can get really hurt when a bike runs into you. And
with those metal pegs?
Yeah. Hit by the bike, like, you're most likely the skater's, going to get really hurt. And, I've seen it happen, so many times. And then the pegs just, they mess up the park.
Don't you think, why, how do they, just let the, educate them how the pegs will, how they could ruin the park.
Oh, because, they'll, go up and then stall the pegs on the coping, and then it'll, chip it or dent it or just,
But these are the scenarios. Makes it all chunky. These are the scenarios that I want you, just give me one more of something that could happen that you're like, oh, dude,
Yeah. The BMXer, the aggressive BMX guy is a
thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Okay.
The creep, also a thumbs down.
What about, can I give, I have another one already.
Yeah.
So it's the one dude, all right? There's always the guy that's with a group of skaters, but they're not skating. They're not skating, but what they're doing is, it's like they're using the skate park as a lunchroom hangout. Wait, and then else is involved? So it's the kid, he's got the knapsack. He might be wearing Vans, he might not. Uh-huh. But his homies are skating, but the whole time he's just mad dogging everybody.
Stoner
he's
doing kid.
This. He's like, this is a blunt. He's like, And just his vibe, you could just feel his vibe.
Mm-hmm.
He's judging what you're doing, and he's not skating.
Yeah. Go ahead. I think I'd definitely prefer blunt guy over super drunk guy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Some guys just get, wasted and then, go hang out at the skate park, and it's, not cool.
So what are the major differences in that? The drunk guy versus the blunt guy?
The drunk guy will usually try to talk to you, or just,
What do you mean talk to you?
Just, try to start conversation.
Holler at you?
No, not like that, but just, be, all crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, talk to the kids, or, I don't know.
What about this? I thought of another one.
Yeah.
What about the skate, the kid, the skater's young, it's like the trophy mom. The trophy mom, with the minivan, the soccer mom.
Yeah,
the soccer mom with the skate, it's like a skateboarding mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, out of my boy's way, he's trying to do his thing.
Yeah, that's a no.
But you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
Out of Jimmy's way.
I love how all of these, super specific, all these characters.
I've seen some stuff, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some stuff.
You're a real skater.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it all go down. Yeah. What about this? What about this? This could happen, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that one guy that's, the best at the skate park. Mm-hmm. Everyone kind of sits down and just watches
skate park
him.
Hero.
It could be a pro. Yeah. It could be just, a hometown hero.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's doing his stuff, but then there's a skater following behind him, mimicking his tricks?
Oh. I don't know. I feel like that'd be pretty impressive. No, if they can
that's interesting, but it could be a sign of disrespect.
True.
Because he's copying his style.
I've never seen that before. I've definitely seen people.
You haven't seen that?
Yeah, following or
No. They don't have to be following, but they're the dude's looking at what the dude's doing.
Yeah.
And whatever he's doing, he's doing the exact same trick and trying to beat the guy to the trick.
Oh yeah, that's super fucked up. If you see someone trying a trick at the skate park and they're you see them trying it like over and over again, and struggling. Then this guy and struggling, but you know that they're like doing this trick, and then somebody else comes and does it like first tee in front of them. That's like
that's disrespectful.
That's
why is it disrespect?
It's just rude.
But why? Why like, would you say that's rude?
I don't know why, but like, because that happens to me all the time, where I'm like trying a trick, and then it's like, I'm a dude, like I gotta show her that I can do it first try to like impress her. So that's happened. Or whatever. That happens. It happens all the time. And then it's just like so annoying, like why it's like why showing off, I guess. But
why would,
but like,
and it's interesting, like psychological wise, the psychology behind that.
Yeah.
Why do you think that they do that? I have to show her the way.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Now, is it
different if the guy sees what you're doing?
Yeah.
Right? Let's say you're trying to do like a nollie heel flip or something like that. And he goes, hey, come over here. You know, you should try putting your foot here.
Oh, no, that's a thumbs down.
Wait, that's a thumbs down?
Do not give me advice if I'm not asking for advice.
Oh, because it's unwarranted.
Mansplaining, yeah.
Oh, that's mansplaining. Like, so escape mansplaining.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, hold on.
I don't want your help.
Skate mansplaining. Yeah. That's a real thing. Skate mansplaining.
Let me do it, man.
Okay, so that's the ultimate form of disrespect.
Yeah. And I mean, it comes from like a good intention. But shut the fuck up, man. Get out of here.
But has someone tried to do that?
All the time. And it's like, I'll like even land the trick. And a guy will come up to me and be like, hey, you know, like, you could do this better. Or, like, if you just, like, adjust your, like, foot placement here, like, da-da-da.
They've said that?
And I was just like, and then, bro, like, no one asked you, bro.
Okay,
like,
so what's your response to that when someone does that to you?
I can't, like, bring myself to be rude. I'm just like, cool, thanks, man. Like,
yeah. I just thought of a scenario. Has there been a situation where, like, you know, you're skating with your group of homies, but then a dude, like, offers you, like, skateboarding lessons. Like, you know, I could really help you out in your trajectory as a skater. Like, you know, here's my Instagram, and I could really, you know, let's say he's not even that much better than you, but he's trying to offer his services.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
I mean, that's, like, exactly what it feels like when you're doing something, yeah.
Okay, what would be the best possible reaction to, like, if you land something and someone happens to see that you landed something? Just, like, and just skate away?
Oh, yeah. I'm a clapper.
Okay. So, fellas, if you're at a skate park and if you see Eunice land a trick, don't go up to her at all. Don't talk to her.
No. Don't talk to me. Don't even look at me.
If you look real briefly. What if they do one of these, Eunice? They say you land a fucking, like, like a switch heel flip.
Yeah.
Can they go, like, can they give you one of these?
Yeah.
You know, like, acceptable. The head nod, like, what if they go like this, like, that's or a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, thumbs up.
Or they go like this.
Oh, yeah.
or they go like this. Like,
or they go, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
What is it? When did this start happening where someone lands something and they take their skateboard and they they do a caveman, like it's a bark of a tree.
That's
like,
me, though.
Oh, my God. When did that come into play?
I think
trying to bring up, like, there's certain things that are accepted. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, you bang,
yeah, well, what is that?
I don't know. I first saw it. Like vert skating or pool skating, you like slap the tail on the deck.
Yeah, there's two, like, different ways I've seen it. Hold, hey, let me just grab the board real quick.
This is so funny because it's like so weird.
So this is the way I've seen it.
Not being a skater and like if you saw this and didn't skate,
this is the way
so
I've
strange.
Seen two different ways.
Yeah,
they'll do see this. They'll go like this, but all in unison.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Borg. Like, it's like a collective. You're like,
like on some Gladiator.
Or
like,
I've seen this where they take the nose and go like.
Yeah, that's my preferred.
Like this. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
This. So how, this is exactly what I'm talking about. When did, who made that up?
That's a great question. I don't know.
It's interesting, right?
It is, yeah.
Skateboarding is an interesting kind of subculture, you know?
It is.
So what? Tell me. I know. I got off. Dude, we're almost down to the last 12 minutes. I want to get back to your. how did you get sponsored? Like, how did people, like, how did they spot you and, like, you know, reach out to you as far as sponsorship?
So my first sponsor was with Warble. That's the board company I ride for. That's our crew. And then I met them just skating, like, East LA and, like, LA. They're a group of guys from Vermont that just moved over
here.
How
do you spell that company?
Warble. It's Warble.
And is there significance to the name?
No, I think they just, like, picked a bunch of random words from the dictionary or something.
Warble. So it's not an acronym?
No, it's just like a random word.
Okay, so
cool. Can
we give them a shout out again? Warble, Warble Skateboards from Vermont or California? They're from Vermont.
They're from Vermont, but based in LA.
Okay, where could people buy a Warble skateboard?
They sell them at skate shops or thewarble.com.
Mm-hmm. And then can I flash some of the merch as well?
Oh yeah, sure.
So how did you? Because this basically. It describes me to a T.
Yeah.
Because I still skate, but I kind of used to also.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with this logo?
It was actually my friend. Like, I wanted to make a t-shirt, mm-hmm. wanted to make some merch, and he was like, I was thinking of, like, just a phrase to put on. He was like, oh, I used to skate. Because, like, literally every time I tell somebody that I skateboard, it's always like, oh, I used to skate, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What's the psychology behind that? They're letting you know. It's kind of like, yeah, I used to be a carpenter. Like, let's say you're, like, a carpenter, and then someone goes, I used to be a carpenter, too, mm-hmm. in my heyday, or something like that. Or I used to be a cook.
Yeah.
You know, you're a cook in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I used to cook. Why? To let you know, like, hey, I'm on your team.
I think so. And also, skateboarding is just, like, so cherished, you know, in, like, people's childhood and stuff. Like, it's nice to reminisce and, like, be like, oh, like, skateboarding, I remember that.
Right,
and
right,
I think people
right.
just bring, like, talk about it out of
nostalgia. Yeah, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Where could people buy the shirt?
On my website, notcheetos.com.
So that is your Instagram, Not Cheetos. How'd you come up with that? That's an interesting kind of name. Yeah.
Oh, I love Hot Cheetos, but somebody else had that username.
Oh. So what do you like about the Hot Cheetos? They get all of your fingers though, right? Like,
yeah, I've had a bag of Hot Cheetos every day since the first grade.
What?
And now I have IBS.
What the hell? What? Is this real? Is that real? Wait, you've had a wait, say that again.
Every night I eat a king-size bag of Hot Cheetos. LaCroix, and I watch The Office. And
so, dude, this is interesting. So, how many years have you been doing this?
Since 15 years now.
15 years in a row?
In a row.
So, do you go to like Costco and buy it in bulk, or like what's going on here? Go ahead.
Cool. I buy wholesale.
So, you buy, dude, doesn't it that?
Yes.
Does it hurt your stomach, like, eating hot Cheetos?
As long as you don't do, like, hot Cheetos for breakfast with coffee, then you're fine.
Oh!
But, like,
that does not sound good. Holy moly.
Just don't do that. But, like, at night, it's like, or don't eat them, like, right before bed, because you'll get weird dreams. But any other time throughout the day, it's totally cool. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I heard this right.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat hot Cheetos before bedtime, you'll have nightmares?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You've never...
No. Have you? Never had that? Yeah? A few
feet. Oh, just it's just anything.
Can I... Before we... Because we're... Oh, God. The time flew with this.
Yeah.
can I try to come up with a hypothesis of your whole liking of hot Cheetos?
Sure.
And I'm going to use our culture, and I'm going to ingrain it in why you like it. I think the reason why you like hot Cheetos, flaming hot Cheetos, is because... Being raised in a Korean household, you've ate so much kimchi, and you know it, like the red, you know, like, or gochujang, right? Gochujang. Yeah, yeah. So gochujang, tell them what that is.
It's like a spicy chili paste.
And then so that's the whole connection,
because
hot Cheetos is hot, kind of like gochujang.
Mm, it does have a similar spice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's not like a burning spice. It's like a tasteful spice.
It has taste.
It's got some flavor.
Yeah, it has some flavor. Can I just throw this out there?
I think you're right. I think that's pretty accurate.
It is?
Yeah.
It is?
You can.
And you like your Korean food, right?
I love Korean food.
Do you make it? Kimchi jjigae?
I wish I could. I need to get one of those
Can I tell you real quick how to do it? I could teach you how to do it in like...
You know, Rick makes bomb kimchi jjigae.
All right, so shout out to Rick. And shout out to Yucks. Rick. That's the homie. We love Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love JL. We love Dom. Mm-hmm. We love Steffi.
We love Steffi.
They're all family. We love them. Mm-hmm. But what? Are you sure Rick knows how to make some kimchi jjigae?
He made bomb kimchi jjigae when I went to his house.
He made it.
Mm-hmm.
Describe what the kimchi jjigae is.
It's like a kimchi stew, but he put some like crazy. He put like anchovies and the tubu and all like, I don't know, some crazy shit.
Can I tell you real quick, because we're on our last couple minutes. Yeah. Can I tell you, like, I could teach you how to do it in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes?
So you go to an Asian market. Yeah. There's one in Little Tokyo. I think it's called Mayoko or something. Oh, something okay. like that. So you go there. They sell the BCD hot tofu kit. Okay? It's a kit. Because the reason why I didn't make it is because the broth, I'm like, how do I make it? Because I talked to my oma. I go, hey, ma. You know, because she tried to teach me growing up. You go, you know.
Cute.
You know, it was complicated. She told me to get, like, all this stuff, and then you had to let it simmer and boil. But with this BCD kit, the paste is in there. So you just add 5 ounces of hot water, and you just squeeze the paste in it and stir it. The dubu is included in it, right?
What?
So this is what you do. You just boil 5 ounces of water and you put the paste in it. Then you add kimchi. You go to Koreatown, buy a jar of kimchi, put the kimchi in there.
Damn.
But you know my secret recipe? I bacon. So I make bacon? Yeah, I put bacon in it. Yeah, so I cook bacon on the side.
My mouth is watering.
And
right
then
now.
I hold on, I'm not done. Yeah. I chop up green onions.
Mm-hmm.
Basic. Mm-hmm. Kimchi, green onions, mm-hmm. bacon, and then it comes with the tofu already, and that's it.
Damn, I'm going right now.
Yeah, so basically, if you go to the Little Tokyo, the kit, this BCD whole BCD kit, $2.99.
Damn.
$3.
It's $13 at BCD.
I know, but you can
make it at home.
Yeah, you can make it at home.
A fraction of the price.
So what I do is I went to the market and I bought, you know how like Koreans have those pots where they make kimchi jjigae?
I need one of those.
They have them at the market for like 10 bucks or 7 bucks, whatever.
That's worth it.
Yeah, and then you buy that and then you put it all in there. And then it was trial and error for me because I added too much water at first. You just 5 ounces, 4 or 5 ounces, you know, because you don't want it overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Oh, eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other ingredient. You got to crack the egg in there.
I have to crack it.
Yeah, while it's boiling. Yeah. And then boom, and it tastes just the same as a restaurant or a BCD.
Damn.
So would you be open to making it?
I would. I'm going to make it and then send you a picture.
Please do it. So another thing, so what I do, I cook a pot of rice on the side and then kim. I buy kim on the side. And so I just, that's it. That's a meal.
Yeah.
So you do that, it'll take you just not that long. And then you just have your pot of rice with kim.
Ooh.
It's like being at a Korean restaurant.
Do you get the packets of kim or do you like cut it up and
You know, I don't have time to do all that.
Yeah, my mom, she'd go crazy. She'd get like the sheets and then like.
And then they put the sesame oil and they glaze it on there.
Yeah.
And then they put I grew up with that.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, time flew by. I don't know where time went. I think it was skate scenario.
Scratch the surface.
Yeah, the skateboarding scenarios are fun for me.
Yeah.
Where could people? So you're sponsored. So like, are you close to? What's your goals? Are you close to getting sponsored? Because you're sponsored, but like becoming pro possibly for this company.
I mean, I just want to keep progressing at skating and not so much.
That's
like,
a good attitude.
Yeah, like I don't have to have my name on a board.
Yeah,
or
but.
Like,
but just you just want to be a part of you just you enjoy doing it.
I want to keep skating as long as I can and learn new stuff.
So you've been to places. You've been to the barracks as well, right?
Oh yeah.
What was were your thoughts the first time you were there?
Oh, the first time I was there, I was like, oh my god, like so hyped, like just seeing it online for so long and then like finally being there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like surreal.
It was surreal, right?
Yeah.
So would you relate it to like Disneyland or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, better than, probably closer to Willy Wonka, like some fantasy like.
Yeah, like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm in the castle.
You had a private session.
Yeah, and I got so nervous, like I had to take a shit. Like I will, because Andrew, yeah, he walked me in there,
mm-hmm.
and this is before they even turn on the lights. So, but then I got so nervous, I was sweating, yeah. and I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh my god!
I just remember sitting in there, I was just like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it was like a scene in a movie, like you know, like go before you go into ice skating rink or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just remember, like, I didn't even want to skate. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
I was just looking at everything.
Like, it's just like spinning. It's like all overwhelming.
I've seen it on videos.
Yeah. Oh my. Okay, so you like love skateboarding?
Yeah, I've skated for a long time. I mean, I haven't progressed. I haven't progressed a lot.
Like, I know, like you love it.
There's skateboards everywhere in here.
That's so sick.
I grew up with it, and not only that, it's in my family. My cousin Eddie, he ran FTC in Sacramento. He had a skate shop up there.
Oh, crazy!
He was really good, dude. Like he had a knee injury, his ACL, but dude, he was. Like,
who's your dream guest on the pod
as far as skater?
Yeah.
Oh, Mark Gonzalez, obviously.
Really?
Mark Gonzalez, Day One.
Day One song.
Maybe Mark Johnson. Or,
they're all like.
Oh, Tom Penny.
Oh, damn! Yeah. Tom Penny would
be
so.
He's probably
sick.
One of my favorites. Yeah, I think my favorites are Tom Penny,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Day One song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like. Who's the kid from Skate Mafia? Javier Sarmiento, He's really dope.
Mm,
or like those guys from Spain. Like those guys are really dope. But everyone's good now. So everyone's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think Tom Penny's up. Like him and Mark Gonzalez, and Tom Penny, Mark Gonzalez, and Day One. Well,
cool.
You gotta support Day One.
Yeah.
I mean, He's Korean. Yeah, he's Korean.
I feel like that's so doable though.
What, Day One?
Yeah.
Get
him on the pod.
I saw him once at Stoner, and he lost his board.
Oh, shit.
And I went to fetch it. I sprinted. He left. I ran.
Yeah.
I was like, I was fanning out hard.
Oh my God. I love
like,
it.
Like, I would have liked.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, just, I love you, dude. You know? But I noticed that when I grabbed a board, it was like a kid size.
Oh.
It was like a 7'5". Like, it was like soup, like a popsicle. Like, I was like, what the hell? And one of the trucks was, like, really wobbly. Mm. But I was like, here you go. Here you go, dude. I'm just a fan, dude. You know? Just keep doing it, man.
Never stop.
Love your shit. Love your shit.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, it's like you know, fanning out and stuff. Like, there's certain ones where, like, because you know, there's conduct. Like, you can't say certain things or act a certain way. But I'll do the initial fan out, and I'll let them know, like, I love you, dude. But then. After that's done, I let them do their thing.
Yeah,
I just walk away. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
oh, you know what? That's I just learned this phrase. It's called getting punished.
What is that? What does that mean?
So it's like, has anyone ever like come up to you and like fanned out? Like, hey, Stevie, I watched the podcast. Like, and they just like keep talking.
Once in a blue moon,
they keep talking and talking, and you can't like, because they're so nice, you can't like really get away.
How do you get away?
It's called getting punished.
You have to punish them.
Oh, no, like, you're getting punished.
Oh, I'm getting punished.
Uh-huh.
You have to do something spontaneous.
Mm.
Like, oh, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you gotta do something. Dude, like, you know, you're like, oh, my baby's in the car or something. My baby's in the baby seat, dude.
Yeah.
The baby seat. It's not attached right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have to run.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely, like, fanned out on other skaters.
Like, name me one, and then we're gonna start...
Like Grant Taylor, he's my favorite skater of all time.
Yeah, he's dope, huh?
I went to the skate park like early morning one time, Frogtown,
mm-hmm.
and he was there just like
cruising,
shredding. And I was like, oh my god, it's Grant Taylor. And then like, I went up to him, I was like, You know when people are like, are you so-and-so? And it's like, I did that. I was like, are you Grant Taylor? Like,
well, you asked him if he's him. Oh, my God.
And then just like, oh, I thought you lived in Atlanta, but you're here in L.A. Like, that's so cool, man. Like, just going. And he was like, and then he left right after. Oh, I was wow. Like, damn, I totally.
No, but he probably liked it. But... you weren't tripping that hard. You didn't ask for an autograph.
I didn't. I...
Don't do that, kids.
Cool, yeah.
Never ask, unless it's like Robert De Niro or something.
Yeah. No, I think like asking for an autograph is like pretty flattering.
Like, you
but like in the, I was like, he was not, in the middle of a session. Not when he's skating. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, you let him do their
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, I violated.
Dude, like, we got to do a part two. Like, but yeah. Things just flew by. Okay, so that flew by. So go to your like local mom and pop skate shop and buy a Warble deck.
Yes.
Can we plug your website and your Instagram and all your socials right now?
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is not Cheetos.
Can you spell it out for him, please?
NOTCHEETOS. Mm-hmm. Not Cheetos. Mm-hmm. And yeah, go support your local skate shop.
And then what about the website? Or
Website's just notcheetos.com. Link in bio.
Okay, notcheetos.com.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Anything else? Are we missing something?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
shout
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to
Steve Podcast. You know,
we love skateboarders on this platform. We do. I wish I could get cool. more, but you know, it's kind of like it's hard to kind of you know because it's hard to like have them commit. You know,
For
you know,
sure
to come. Yeah,
they be flaky.
Yeah. Oh yeah, skaters can be flaky. Oh yeah. Yeah, and there's the cool guy element too. Like,
true.
You know, I know the premier podcast is the Nine Club. I watch it actually. I'm a fan of it, and I know that certain skaters want to do that first, or like that's the premier platform. But here we do musicians, DJs, comedians, everything.
Yeah.
So, but we love skaters. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. All my music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. The website is stevieweebyshow.com. Instagram/QUANGOU. We do have a P.O. box if you want to send any packages or mail. Send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. We made an hour, I believe, huh? Dude, it was an honor having you.
Thanks for having me.
Is that
so
what is that? That tastes okay?
Oh yeah, this is
that's good for your digestive system?
Yeah, healthy.
Oh yeah, cool, cool. And thanks. And definitely follow her on her socials. My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry were techers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, lift this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female. Below.